Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 81 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 20th is, have you ever been encouraged and inspired by someone who has a passion for their vocation and loves their role? What is something in your life you do or can do with love and joy? Describe how you will feel to know others are inspired and empowered by your passion and love. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. Last week, I came across the music video for a song called Rich and Miserable by Kenny Chesney. The link to the video is in the show notes, and the video begins with a scene in a college classroom where the professor asks his students to forget about what the world tells us we need to do to be successful, and think instead about what we can give to the world. And he challenges the students to boil what they will give down to one word, write it on the chalkboard, and then go out and give that to the world. The professor's point is that when we give our gift away to the world, we become rich, not with money, but with the value of striving for our human potential and the fulfillment of inspiring and empowering others. And we transform rich and miserable into rich and joyful. So when today's challenge asks us to think about someone who has encouraged us and inspired us by their passion for their vocation and the love for the role they are in, it's asking, can we think of someone who has given or is giving their gift away to the world? And how can we, in turn, give our gift away? Now, shining our light and giving our gift away scares a lot of us. It scares me, too. But if we truly want to reach our greatest potential and live a life of excellence, it's not an option to hide our light, no matter how much we're scared of what other people will think of us, whether or not people will criticize us, or whether we might look stupid. There is someone, somewhere, who needs us to share our gift. And so I'd like to share with you the words of Marianne Williamson from her poem, Our Deepest Fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Again, those are the words of Marianne Williamson, and the poem Our Deepest Fear can be found in her book, A Return to Love. So how about you? What's something in your life you do or can do with love and joy? How will you feel to know others are inspired and empowered by your passion and love? As the poem says, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. But just remember, as teachers and coaches, the young people we work with need our light. They don't need us to be the captain of the ship. They just need us to stand on solid ground and shine our light so they can create a path on their own. And when we have the mindset that we are a lighthouse and that we can write our own story, then we give our students and athletes permission to write their own stories as well. And we increase our impact on young people when we shine as lighthouses and give them a better version of ourselves every day.